Dear Chicago.
Ew.
Lipschitz.
Drove to Chicago.
What's up, kid?
The Super Bowl jam. I love that. My favorite.
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
Oh.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys.
This is Mayor Daly.
This is Mayor Rahm Emanuel.
Oh, what up, girl?
Sure, you like stealing that money like I do.
Uh-huh. It's in my pockets, girl. In my back pocket.
In his pocket and nobody else's.
Right, clearly.
Oh, my God. I don't think he's going to get elected again. No. I'm not going to get elected again.
No.
Because I keep taking people's money.
No, but you know what the worst part about it is? That, you know, see, this is the thing about my Mayor Daly, is that he was ruthless, but he also gave back to the community.
He was ruthless.
Rahm Emanuel, he just motherfucking ruthless. He don't even give back. He's just put it back in his pocket.
He gives back and then takes it back a week later.
Right. Oh, you want this? Okay, we're gonna go ahead and give it to you. Oh, now we're gonna take it right back.
So let me tell you what my idea last year was. I am going to say I'm extending the parking hours 2 more hours, but I'm gonna give you free parking on Sundays. And then last week I had decided, no, we're not going to do free parking on Sundays anymore, but we're still keeping the same hours.
Yeah. Fucked up.
Right. And what?
And the fuck?
Whoa. Wow.
Did your microphone stop working? Ouch. That's what my nose is saying right now.
Welcome to tear gas.
Welcome to tear gas podcast. This is your host, Garlic.
Aunt Basil. Sauteed in a little olive oil. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm burping some garlic because I ate a clove.
Oh, it's bad. It's bad.
All right, y'all. So we're bringing you these 15-minute little snippets of us, which I think is kind of fun.
So far, it's gone okay, but let's make sure we're still recording because we don't want to stop. Okay, we're
good. Okay, we're 2 minutes in. Mm-hmm. All right, so this is good.
We need to do one for Melito.
Okay, we'll do
We kind of did one about our family because we talked about our friends, which is our chosen family.
Yeah.
Right.
Wait. Okay. So we did talk about her last time. Not about her, but we.
Favorite places to people watch.
I don't really like people. So.
I love going to the lake and watching guys in Doinger shorts just run past me all day long.
What is that considered? A Doinger
shorts?
Doinger shirt.
They're like
short. Is it like a specific?
Is
it like a basketball short?
Hello, you don't know this? A Doinger shorts is pretty much basketball shorts, gym shorts.
Got it.
Swimming trunks, anything where the Doinger is just flopping back and forth, up and down, diagonal. Helicoptering.
Oh. I was like, hello, hello, hello.
That too.
Yeah, right.
It does its own like stand up.
Yeah. It's like a stand up comedy.
So,
right.
Yeah.
It's like, well, hello. So,
and they're not always. Some of them are.
I feel like some of them are tight because it's like they're wearing underwear.
Well, they're usually not either one, not wearing underwear or wearing boxers or boxer briefs.
Boxer briefs will give you a little movement, but it's not going to give you that helicopter.
In briefs, it's still a pretty good bulge that you can look at.
Well.
But I love doing that. That's what I love about Chicago.
Got it.
Because you can go around the lake and just stay there for like 8 hours your whole day. Not even get paid. You're getting paid in bouncy cock. Or poppycock.
I'm going to write a song called Poppycock. What do I like to do on Saturdays? Watch Poppycock.
Excuse me. Y'all, that was RC Cola.
That was a little gassy.
No moon pie.
Mm.
Another place, where do you like to people watch?
Usually if I'm sitting at a restaurant outside, I like people watching.
Oh, we love a patio. Mm-hmm. We love a patio restaurant here in Chicago.
With a drink.
With shade.
An adult beverage.
And with shade.
I like to get a little sun. I know you because you're like ghostly.
Clear.
Hi, what's your
we
skin
do,
tone?
Chicago does love patios.
Crystals.
Meth.
Yeah. Drug education by Hot Monkeys.
Yeah, for some reason, as soon as it hits 70s, bam, the patios are open. They're drinking.
I'm sorry, excuse me, 70s. I just walked by yesterday.
Oh, well,
a bunch of restaurants.
It was in the 70s yesterday.
No, but it was like 65, and people had shit. I'm like, that shit's gonna blow away, girl. You're gonna have to pull that right
it
back
was really
in on
windy
Monday.
Yesterday.
I mean, it was like fucking. I
it
didn't
was
need
like
a wind boy.
Carry windy. Yeah,
I didn't need my wind boy. I gave him the day off yesterday.
You know what, wind boy? It's windy. You right. can have today off.
It's a Wendy, not Wendy. Yeah.
Wendy.
Wendy. Hi, my name is Wendy.
And it's Wendy. another place I love to people watch is Starbucks.
Yeah.
Because you get all kinds of people there. You get like nerdy computer boy, Starbucks boy.
Yes.
You get
nerdy fat.
Nerdy fat boy. Starbucks boy. You get high school.
Twinks.
Oh my god, I need a fucking coffee because I'm 16 and I am so stressed.
My life is so difficult because I gotta study for the SAT.
Right. And my Uggs hurt.
They hurt me.
Yeah. My eyes. Right. Right. You get the 3-year-old toddlers that have shots of espresso.
They're
holding their Starbucks cup that says baby.
All while dangling from their mother's Bjorn. Yeah, can I get a Starbucks? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Here's my baby mug.
It's okay. It's an Americano.
Right. It's watered down. It's a little ice. Speaking of Americano, I'd get me up on that.
You need some coffee? Or Americano? Just
both.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that was
kind of
sexy.
Ooh. Both.
Got a little moist down there. No, that's just because I'm sweating.
I like to people watch, like, downtown. Like, there's, you get everybody downtown. You get.
That's a problem.
You get people that have never been to a big city before.
Oh, I love watching people
that.
Like
that is fun. Like, run right into
at
a building.
The airport. Yes. That's where I like people watching. That's the best place to people watch because you get all walks of life.
The best place to people watch in the airport is the moving sidewalks.
Oh my god.
Because you get to see someone fall like every 5 minutes.
Because they try to outrun it. They're like, look, man, I'm jogging. Dun, dun, boom.
Well, Chicago kind of sets you up though, because as you're going down the corridor, it has all those lights that go like this that blink in and out. So you're like looking up, you're like, oh, that's so pretty. Bam.
And then bam. Then you fall on your face.
Mm-hmm. And then I'm over there laughing.
And there's nothing like watching someone laugh.
You know what I was supposed to
or fall.
Get?
What?
I was supposed to go get the Garrett's popcorn.
You're a bad, horrible friend.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
You should take the train down with me tonight and get it.
No. No.
No. If you would do that on the train, no one would ever bother you.
Right, because I'd be like... Anyway.
Oh, I have to find somebody to get that. I'm going to have to go down tomorrow.
You can't go tomorrow.
Tuesday night, I have to pack for my trip. I don't know.
You act like that's going to take forever.
It probably won't.
Right, right. However, if you do decide, if you do go on Tuesday.
No, I'm not getting you any. If you can't go with me, you don't get none. You live here.
So do you.
Root?
Right.
All right, so people watching, where else do we like to go?
I think it's, I think like anywhere outside. Even if it's at like even it doesn't have to be here in the city, but anywhere outside where we can sit with a drink, I love to people watch. I also love to people watch at the airport because I think it's funny. People act like assholes at the airport like no other. I mean, it's like the fucking world is ending. It is collapsing right under you. And you as a bystander, loving it.
I love a nervous breakdown when security has to come. Love it.
I love when they don't get their way because a plane is going to leave and they came late.
Right.
I'm sorry. Call was at 5 and you're here at 5:05.
Right.
Sorry. And then they go from like 0 to like 10 in like 2 seconds. It's like...
Oh, just... You know, you're like, oh yes, man.
It's like that episode where they were making fun of Oprah on SNL, and the Amy Poehler's like sitting there. She's like,
Oh, boom. In the audience?
Yes.
Yeah, when she's giving away her free stuff. Yes.
And her head pops off.
They do get crazy in the airport. But you can't get too crazy in the airport. Right. Because you will get the bomb.
All you got to say is, oh, she got a bomb. Right. Oh, done. Over. That's it. You're done.
No, her name's Bombacia.
No, she's Teresha. Teres.
Oh, Teresha.
Terica. Mm-hmm. Lataqua. Her, all them three sisters.
Wait, what's Lataqua?
Lataqua.
What's
Let's get La it correct. Taqua. La Taqua.
Uh-huh. And what does that
mean? A taco.
Oh, okay.
La Taco.
Her name is La Tacaida.
I used to know a girl, her name was Tequila.
No.
I said, did your mama like to drink you? Oh, that didn't go over so well, did it?
No, that was stupid, actually. That's and her, cool. There's no one named Tequila.
There was. No, there is, that was true. That part is true.
Really?
It is.
Really?
Uh-huh. She was this big, beautiful, black Nubian sister. I added all that, but she was black.
And her name was Tequila.
Yes. And it was literally spelled like the word tequila. T-E-Q-I, I don't know how to spell that.
Wait. You're Mexican. You should know how to spell tequila.
Yeah. No. You said,
how did you say it again? T-E-Q, I don't know how to spell that.
T-E-Q, I don't know how to spell that.
T-E-Q-U-I-L-A.
I figured it was something like that.
Oh, you're special.
We got about a little under 4 minutes.
Is there anywhere else we like to people watch?
From the comfort of my own window.
Or at bars. We love to see somebody try to pick up somebody and get dissed.
So last Saturday when I went out to the bars, I was doing a lot of that because clearly people don't like talking to me.
I could not imagine why.
I don't know. But anyway, so I was standing there and I'm like sitting there watching. I'm thinking, like, this is literally a parade. I saw you when you first came in, you know, entered Sidetrack, and then I saw like you this? Do the...
They're waving like a
fucking
queen.
Pageant.
Mm-hmm. Hi.
And then they parade their ass around. They do a Fruit Loop, and then they come back to where they started. Then they walk through once. They come back. They walk again. They come back. It's like, why are you... It's like you're scaling the entire bar. Why? Why?
Because they need to be seen.
Because you're there forbid, to people watch. God forbid, while I'm sitting there tossing back my drink, going, you're a dumbass because nobody wants you.
Just and when somebody's saying that about you.
Right, exactly. Right. That's so sad. Because about 5 minutes ago, I did the same thing.
People at bars
except
are so
I'm
judgy.
Old, oh, so I don't do the whole, like, I do one Fruit Loop and then you're done.
Right. You're like, oh my God, exhausted.
Oh, my ankles, my knees.
My hip.
My arthritis.
You want me to go home and have sex with you? Do you know this hip is damaged right now?
I mean, it's going to... Do you have a wrench? I need you to click that. Do you have a monkey wrench?
Do you have one of those chairs that take people up the stairs?
This bitch got me going up the wall. Oh, my God. Speaking of that, have you ever hooked up with an amputee?
No.
No, really?
No, have you?
Oh.
You did?
Maybe. It was pretty awful.
Wait, what?
I've had really bad sexual encounters.
What part did they not have?
A part. A
penis.
They barely had that.
Oh.
He didn't have a leg like all the way up.
How did you meet him?
On a site that shall remain nameless. Needless to say, it's a popular site. Mm-hmm.
Manhunt?
I'm not going to tell you. No, at least not on the air.
So was he like straight up, oh, I'm an amputee. Do you mind that? And you're like, oh,
yeah, I was like, I thought it was fine. I was like, well, yeah, this is exactly what I thought. I said, oh, I could toss this leg in any direction. It's going to be fine.
What leg?
Exactly.
Oh. Mm. That's not, I shouldn't make
it
fun
just,
of that.
It just sat there like this.
Wait, he was paraplegic.
No, he had one leg.
Oh, okay.
But one leg was
gone
up to his like crotch, kind of almost like a tree stump, like Boxing Helena, except he had both arms. But one of his arms was cut by the elbow. Oh. So he literally was legless and then elbowless.
On both sides? That's kind of making me sad now.
One side. It was the left side. Wait, who am I saying?
Guys, I gotta go. This is Debbie Downer.
Right, this is Mayor Daly.
And this is Rahm Emanuel. We steal your money and we're rich.
And we're not. Bye.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Foul Monkeys. We love hearing from our fans. Give us a call at 863-666-0377 or email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
Make sure you visit our website at foulmonkeys.com. Follow us on Twitter by searching for Foul Monkeys and like us on our Facebook fan page.
You can also subscribe to us in iTunes and leave a review. Again, thanks for listening.